'Tis the season for the various renderings of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. This year there is the animated version, which you can enjoy in 3D. Or if you're more inclined toward the traditional, there are assorted audio readings, such as this one by the late British actor Paul Scofield.
Once upon a time of all the good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house.
Dickens himself used to perform A Christmas Carol, but as NPR's Margot Adler reports, he didn't perform it as he had written it.
If you walk into the New York Public Library during this holiday season, you can look into a small glass case on the third floor in the reading room. Isaac Gewurz, the curator of the Berg Collection of English and American Literature, explains.
The most prominent item in the case is the prompt book of Charles Dickens for A Christmas Carol.
And what's a prompt book?
A prompt book is a book that prompts the reader on giving a performed reading of a text. In Dickens' day, public readings of fiction or of poetry was not done. It was considered a desecration of one's art and a lowering of one's dignity.
But forget about dignity. Charles Dickens, according to Gewurz, gave perhaps 150 public readings of A Christmas Carol over his lifetime. The first one went as long as 3 hours. Later versions took about an hour and 25 minutes. And when you look at the prompt book, he cut out a lot. Complex sentences were replaced with simple ones.
What's interesting, though, is to see how much of the atmospherics have been deleted. Scenes that set the mood in the streets of London, for instance.
And often anything to do with the state of mind of a character that could be conveyed by tone of voice.
You will notice that in the right-hand margin to this page, there it says tone to pathos. So you have many of these kinds of cues to himself, how to modulate his voice, what kind of emotion to convey at the time.
So those classic renditions of Dickens, like the one by Paul Scofield here?
Come then, returned the nephew gaily. What right have you to be dismal? What reason have you to be morose? You're rich enough. Scrooge, having no better answer ready on the spur of the moment, said bah again and followed it up with humbug.
Be advised, they may not be as traditional as you think. Dickens himself changed Dickens. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
And you can see the edits in A Christmas Carol in Dickens' own handwriting at npr.org.